Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Stacey Johnson, and this is the Association of African American Single Mothers Diary. My name is Stacey Johnson. I'll be your host. Today's date is December 13th on a Sunday. I'm calling from Sacramento, California, and I welcome everybody to my very first show. You know, firsts are always messed up. Everything I've ever done for the first time, I've screwed it up except for my daughter, I'm happy to say. But so be patient with us. I have my in-house guest, the mystic pundit, Miss Ray Ray, and she is a political consultant, and she'll be walking us through the stuff that we need to know. I'm Stacey Johnson, and I want to give you a little bit about who we are. The Association of African American Single Mothers is a nonprofit organization originally designed to help single mothers, which I was, to get out of poverty because 90% of us live in poverty. So that's real important to me. I lived in poverty for a quick second, but of course I had too much in me to live that way. So I created the association to help other moms, but over time it ended up being an association for my people, for black people. Here in 2010 coming up, there are like too many problems going on in our community, and we don't have people that are standing up to say, hey, we need to change these things. So the AAASM, or the Association of African American Single Mothers, does just that. We help mothers, we help fathers, we help black men, we help black boys, we help black people. And the beauty about it, we help all people, regardless of race or religion. And we have to let people know that because there's so many ignorant people out there. They have to call me and ask me, is it okay that they volunteer because they're not black? But yes, it is okay. So you can visit our website at www.aaasm.org. We're also at Twitter at aaasm.org. We're on Facebook, and that's under my name. And my name is Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y-F Johnson, and we're there on Facebook. This is our year-end fund drive, so please donate if you can. No amount is too small. Once again, we do have little Ray right here. She's going to help us get through the political issues because I think that's so important. What we're going to be talking about today and what's near and dear to my heart, we're going to be discussing some issues on the African-American man in the criminal justice system and just in general the African-American man and a lifestyle here in America. It's very important to me because I gave birth to two African-Americans, two sons that I have. And one's 19, one's 17, and it's just been a battle. And that thing is true. You know, they want to either see you dead or in jail. And I don't want that to happen. Not only for my sons, I don't want it to happen. But it is happening, and it's rampant, and it's crazy, and nobody's doing anything about it. So if it takes a black woman to step up and try to do the best we can to try to solve the problems, we will.
Right on.
And I will. And what'd you say, Larry? Right on?
I said right on.
All right, right on. So let's see. Now, what we'll be discussing today, that's one thing, the African-American male. And if you have sons, brothers, fathers that are currently incarcerated, we want to hear from you. My direct email address is director at aaasm.org. Once again, that's director at aaasm.org. What we're also going to be discussing, and we'll be taking questions and we'll be doing all that good stuff. Another topic we'll be discussing, and we'll be giving spending some knowledge, and that is one of the big purposes of this program, is that African-Americans aren't aware of what's going on. We kind of just live in day-to-day. Those of us that are prosperous, and I'm not including myself because I could be much more prosperous than I am today, but most of us that are prosperous, we kind of leave the rest of us behind, and we don't really care. And that's hurtful, and that shouldn't happen. And that's not why Martin Luther King died. That's not why the Black Panthers did what they did. That's not why Malcolm X died. That's not why my mother raised 11 children, none of them ever incarcerated. All of them have degrees. That, you know, we need to change some things, and that's what this show is all about. And when I think about this show, I'm like, okay, why are you here? Why are you doing this? I got a couple of words, educate. Our people need to be educated from top to bottom. If people like Oprah and all these African Americans that have money and they don't want to do that to educate their own, charity must begin at home. So I'm doing it at home. We got to educate our people. We want to discuss issues that are specific to African Americans, like our second issue today, the Black Caucus. See, I'm moving so quick. I don't know what I'm doing. The Congressional Black Caucus, and that's an organization that started many, many years ago, but it's supposed to represent the interests of black people. And we're going to talk about that. And I'm going to get your opinions on that. So I'm here to discuss issues. Is the Congressional Black Caucus representing people? They're out there pushing our president right now. Do something for black people. Do something for black people. Don't you know this man? Doesn't this man know that we are black? Doesn't he? We know he knows that we black. He knows that we've suffered. And where were these people 20 years ago? The CBC is not a new organization. They've been around since Martin Luther King, and that's been about 45, 46 years ago. Where were they 20 years ago? Where were they when Reagan was infiltrating Oakland and L.A. with the crack? Where were they then? Where were they when three strikes and you out just because you stole a pizza, you going to jail for the rest of your life? Where were they then? Why are they here now wanting our president to do something yesterday about the problems that they perpetuated for the last 46 years? Where were they? So that's another thing. We're going to discuss issues that are important. You know, a Chrysler 300 in the stall of your apartment complex, that's not important. Is having sex by myself some crap I read on Facebook the other day, on my Facebook, one of my friends. Is having sex with my sex toy really having sex? Tune in. That's bullshit. That's not important. Okay? So, you know, that's bullshit, black people. Okay? That's bullshit. The real chance of love, that's bullshit. What's real are these kids out here in the street that's getting killed. A little honor student, we ain't got very many of them in our community, but we bopping them in the head and killing them when they're trying to go home from school in Chicago. No, we're not going to get the Olympics, Chicago. We shouldn't. Why should we get the Olympics and we don't know how to take care of the dying breeds of people that grow and fester in our neighborhoods and our poor communities? Why? Why should we get anything? And no, just because we have a black president doesn't mean black people's problems are solved. I think they have only just begun. So the diary talks about what's been on my mind because my kids say, Mom, you quit talking about it. They don't want to hear me talk about it no more. Because if I'm going to talk, I want to talk to people that can do something. I want to talk to people that will listen. So that's what we all about. So today, once again, the black man in the criminal justice system, what can we do? What can we do? I'm going to give you some statistics. I want to see your opinions. Please call in. Call in number 917-889-9946. Last and not least before we take a break, I'm the youngest of 11 children. My dad was one of the founding members of the Golden Gate Quartet. Everybody knows who they are from the 30s and 40s, and they still exist today. My dad was in it when he was in the 30s. My dad was born in 1923. My mama, 1913. My dad, 23. My mama. I'm the youngest of 11. I was brought up with music. I love music. Music's important to children. So throughout our show, we're going to feature some music and let people know music is beautiful. We need to give music to children. And if you go to my site, if any kid out there can show me that they didn't miss school other than vacation, I share my Rhapsody music subscription per month with any kid out there. Because when I was lonely and I didn't know what to do, I had some music, and music gets you through. I love my parents. I love my dad for giving me music, giving me strength, giving me life, and I want to pass those things on. That's why we do what we do. That's what the Association Diary is all about. Tell them what's on my mind, and I want to hear what's on your mind so we can get things right for these kids out here. You know, we got to take care of our kids. Quit worrying about bullshit, and let's take care of our kids. Now, I got a little music for you. Remember, music brings people together, white, black, orange. The Association of African American Single Mothers brings people together, white, black, orange. But we're out there trying to solve the problems specific to African American. Okay, we're going to talk more about that. Join us. Please call in 917-889-9946, the website, www.aaasmmary.org. Twitter me on AAASMORG at Twitter, and we will be back shortly. We're going to play some Love, Doctor. Okay, we're back. This is the AAASM Diary, and I'm Stacy Johnson, your host. Today's date, December the 13th, and I'm coming out of Sacramento, California, although I was born and raised in Los Angeles. You can visit our website at www.aaasm.org. You can Twitter us at Twitter at AAASMORG, and email me directly at director@aaasm.org. And we just finished playing The Love Doctor. And, you know, just to let you know, we don't believe in taking music we don't pay for. So all the music you'll hear on our show is music that is copyright free, where we don't have to pay. And we encourage everybody out there. Artists aren't artists to be robbed. I know it's popular to bootleg. But you know what? I always thought one time my family and I, we were robbed, and I worked hard. Maybe at that time I had two jobs, and we were robbed. They took all my kids' little Jordans. You know, with a kid, when your son bubblegum came up missing, yeah, and some Jordans and stuff. And from that moment on, not that I ever bought bootleg stuff before, but I made it a point to make sure my kids knew that, you know, you buying that bootleg is the same thing as somebody coming in our house taking your Jordans, taking your jersey, and then turning around and selling it back to you. So all the music you hear here, we've had permission to play this music. We've made sure we get permission to play the music. And what you just heard was Love Doctor. And now we're going to talk about what the Association of African American Single Mothers is all about. And once again, we need you to call in at 917-889-9946. Today we are discussing the black man in America, and specifically education and the criminal justice system. If you have a family that's incarcerated, we want to hear from you. We want to discuss how it affects your life, how it affects the way you feel America sees you, and how it's affected your life. If you have small kids, we want to hear from you as well. So, and also today we'll be discussing the Congressional Black Caucus, and that's a group of African Americans that's specifically meant to represent our interests, and we want to know, you know, do they represent the interests? What are they all about? And we're just going to give you a little education on what they do and get your thoughts on that as well. So now, the Association of African American Single Mothers is a nonprofit organization, and I developed it quite some time ago. And basically, we focus on the needs of the single-parent household, and 90% of which, regardless of race, live in poverty. So what we've done, if you go to our website, you can always take a look at the bottom of the page. There's a lot of things that we're trying to do for the community. We help moms, we help kids, and we help the community. And we have a self-awareness program for mothers. And basically we focus on the physical aspects, eating healthy, you know, childhood obesity. We try to do things that, or teach you how to keep your kids from being obese at a such young age. We even have a farmer's market we can bring directly to you. That's the kind of things we're trying to do because we know the problems that African Americans have, first of all, obtaining affordable fruits and vegetables. So for the families, that's what we do. And if you know anyone in need of food, you can go to our website, www.aaasm.org, sign them up for our food program. We are only in Sacramento, and that's why we're reaching out through Twitter, through Facebook, on the radio show and everywhere, because we know there's such a need for this kind of program for African Americans throughout the country. So we have to start somewhere, so we start in Sacramento. If you know anyone, once again, that's in need of emergency food at any time, we can deliver it directly to them. I'm proud to say we did this Thanksgiving. We delivered 30 food baskets and turkeys to families, and that's a good thing. And people, you know, ask me why I do it, you know, and that's the reason why I do it. And that's why I expect other people to do it as well. I'm not rich. I mean, I'm a claims adjuster. I have a job. I'm not one of these people lucky enough to get donations every Sunday and lock up the church Monday through Saturday. I'm not one of those people. I go out there and I work and I make a salary just like the majority of people that are fortunate enough to still have a job. But I take some of that and I give back to the community because I know there's so many less fortunate than me. So that's why I get an attitude when people don't want to help and it's obvious to me that they have more than I do. I get an attitude. Because we're all in the same boat, and unfortunately, African Americans are in a really pitiful boat, and we're in a boat all by ourselves. If we look at the statistics, the national average for unemployment is 10.some%, but for African Americans, it's 15, and for African American males, it's almost 30%. So I don't understand why, as a people, as a nation, rich black people are saying, you know what, we've got to do something to better this. We have to do something to change it. And that's what the Association of African Americans, you know, that's what we do, the Association of African American Single Mothers, that's what we do. We put all of our hope in the fact that people are going to stick together and help each other. So we're asking you to go to the website, www.aaasm.org, become a member, become a volunteer, do whatever you can to help. Now, for the kids, and this is our biggest thing, for the kids, this is our biggest thing. We have a program for boys that grow up in a home with no father. And once again, please call in. We want to hear from you. The call-in number is 917-889-9946. For the kids, we have a couple of things. We teach math. We understand that if a kid can understand math, he can tackle any subject, and that's what we try to do. We have online math teaching. You can email me directly if you have a math question on a daily basis, and I'll get back to you. Okay, the AAASM is truth in action. We're just not a bunch of talk. We're not out there saying what problems we have. Yeah, we have problems, but through our programs, we're trying to address those problems, and we need your help to do it. If you know a kid that's out there in the Sacramento area and is failing math, which is a high percentage, email me. Let me know. We'll reach out to them, to the families, and we'll do the best that we can to help. We'll even go as far as to help the mom understand a little bit so she can help the kids at home. So we're trying to do the best we can to help. Okay, so the Black History Project. We are where we are because we don't know our history. Okay, we need to learn our history. The Black History Project does that. And all these services, keep in mind, are going to be free to the people that sign up. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme for me or anybody in my family. Like I said, I have a job, and I'm going to keep my job. But my desire is to help black people, poor people succeed. So the Black History Project, if you go to our website, I can show you black inventors. I bet nobody out there knew that Jack Johnson, the boxer, was also an inventor. And you can go to the website. He's featured this month. See what Jack Johnson invented. We have to know all of this stuff. We need to know our African history as well as our American history. And that way, if we don't know where we come from, we don't know where we're going, and it's obvious that we don't know where we're going. If you look at the statistics, everything that's bad, we're high on the list. Everything that's good, we're low on the list. AIDS, HIV, all of that sexual transmitted disease, we're high. We're number one on that list. Education, graduating from school, in birth, having babies while you're married, we're low on all those lists. We have to do something about it. And that's what the AAASM is all about. For the community, we reach out to seniors. Our food program is also for seniors. So if you know a senior in the Sacramento area that's in need of food or help cleaning their homes, give us a call, email us. We want to hear from you. Our call-in number is 917-889-9946. This is the Association of African American Single Mothers radio show. It is the diary, and it is the diary because we want to hear what's on your mind, because Lord knows you're going to hear what's on my mind. A couple other words that describe what we're going to do. We want to give hope to people. We want to give help to people. We advocate music in the family. Music helps everybody relax, and it brings people together. We advocate building the family, sticking together. We advocate fun. Our program is going to be all about fun. Once a month, we're going to feature the kids here, and we're going to see what the kids are doing. We're going to let the kids talk. We have a couple of new artists here in Sacramento that are doing positive things. We're going to let them talk. We want to let you talk, so please call in, 917-889-9946. This is Stacey Johnson. The show is the Association of African American Single Mothers Diary. We want to hear from you. Please call in, and we're going to hear another selection of music now. Our program for today focuses on the black man in America in terms of education, the criminal justice system, what's going on, what can be done, and then we're also going to talk about the Congressional Black Caucus, what their purpose is. Do they have a purpose? Are they serving any purpose that's particular to anybody here? And we will be back. Hey, this is Stacey. I'm back. This is the AAASM Diary radio show. This is Sunday, December 13th, and we discuss issues that are specific to the black community, the Association of African American Single Mothers. This is the voice of that program, of me, your host, Stacey Johnson. We're calling from Sacramento. We are in Sacramento, California, but we hope to spread the word all across the country because there is no shortage of people in poverty that are black across the nation. So we're going to do our best. You know, I wear everything on my shoulder, and that's what this is all about. You know, I wake up every day and I see the things that are going on with our people, and it's like, you know, I can only do so much, but I think with a voice that's strong and powerful and hopeful that I can get people to act on my behalf, and we can all stick together and do what's right. You know, because I think over time we shortchanged our children, you know, and we, the children of a couple of 40 so years ago, I think I was shortchanged. You know, I was one of the kids that Martin Luther King was talking about. I was born in 1964, you know, and right before he died. And this is some education for a whole lot of people that really don't know. And our young kids, they so happy to get an earring in their ear or their nose. They don't really care about what all the people did to make sure that they have a place in society today where they can be proud enough to act a fool out there in the street. You know, I don't think people know that when Martin Luther King was killed, you know, 2 weeks prior to that, he was at the church talking about he was going to get on check. You know, which meant that he knew that African Americans were shortchanged out here, and that was the next step. He changed the law. They couldn't, you know, do it anymore because of the law. But he couldn't change the economics of what's going on by the law. We couldn't force people to do what we needed to do economically for black people. So that was his next step, you know, and nobody really stepped up to the plate after that. And I don't blame him. I don't know. I was one. I was two. I was five. I don't know. But my parents did their job teaching me that, yeah, you black and you better be proud and you got to get an education and, you know, you got to work twice as hard to get half as far. And it's still true. But nobody's telling these young kids that today. They think what they see, they get. There's no working for anything. They just think everything is just supposed to come. And that's a dilemma we found ourselves in, and that's a dilemma that we're going to have to get ourselves out.
How do you think that happened?
Ray wants to know, how did it happen?
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I got a pretty good idea. And what I think, you know, and that's our first topic. How did it happen? You know, we have things in place like this Congressional Black Caucus. You know, and those people got together about that time. And I don't think anybody, it happened because of indifference. It happened because of greed, because we were so, African Americans were so busy imitating white Americans that as long as we got what we needed, we didn't care about the rest of us. There's some disconnect somewhere in between. Something happened. And I don't know. I really don't know. So today what we're discussing is, we're going to come back to the black man in America because he's the one it's happening to, okay? But we're going to talk about today the Congressional Black Caucus, and it's an organization by definition that is to represent African-American members of the United States Congress. The membership is exclusive to African-American, and today the chair is Barbara Lee. And I've seen her on TV, you know, she's been going back and forth on our president's tail about what needs to be done. But let me read something to you. And like I said, this isn't something new. This isn't a new group that they got together since we've had a black president. It's not a new group. And this, the caucus describes its goals as, quote, positively influencing the course of events pertinent to African Americans and others of similar experience and situation, and achieving greater equality or equity for persons of African descent in the design, the content of domestic and international programs and services. All right, so basically, they're supposed to look at what's in our best interest, and they're supposed to come up with programs, right? It says the design and content of domestic and international programs and services. Okay, where are they? Okay, the black man makes up more than 50% of the prison population. That just didn't start yesterday. What have they been doing for the past 46 years? And what I want to know, my question to my audience, and I need you to call in, and, you know, even if you don't call in today, if you're just listening and just trying to see what's up and you don't want to call in, you can email me because I want to hear what you have to say. Or call in at 917-889-9946. Or email me at director@aaasm.org. And anything we don't cover today, we're going to pick up first thing next week, and we will be on the air every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific time. My question is, where have they been? Where have they been? What have they been doing? And now all of a sudden they're on the president's tail, needing these programs. We need him to move now. And I personally don't think that's very fair, because he like me, is probably thinking, where were you? Where have you been through the Reagan administration, the Clinton administration? Why, just because we have a black president now, we feel we have the right to push black issues? I think we're being shortchanged. Somebody's shortchanging us. I feel like I'm being shortchanged, and I don't appreciate it. So what we need to do, and what I'd like everybody to do, is to write a letter to the Congressional Black Caucus and say, these are the issues that are specific in my life, because I understand that it is your job to design content, okay, and programs, domestic and international, that are in my best interest. It's not in my best interest that my son continues to be harassed by the police no matter where he goes. That's not in my best interest. Do something about that. It's not in our best interest that we have these substandard schools where every faculty member used to be an ex-cop, at least where my kids go to school, and they disrespect it. There's no learning environment. That's not in our best interest. What happened? Something broke down somewhere. So we need to correct that. We need to correct that. And a couple people mentioned the CBC, or the Congressional Black Caucus, encapsulates these goals in the following priorities. So these are encapsulates. I mean, this is what they're supposed to be all about. This is what they're supposed to be all about. Closing the achievement and opportunity gaps in education. Okay, when were they given that mandate? When were they given that mandate? I want everybody to ask Barbara Lee, when did she get that mandate? Show me the notes from last year. Show me the notes from 1980. What were you guys doing? Because everybody's skinning and grinning, and everybody loves to be in the camera, but the actual interests of the majority of the black people aren't being addressed. When 30% of African-American males are out of work, and there's a whole lot of reasons for that, you know, there's a whole lot of reasons for that, but that should seem to be something that's high on the list, and it should have been high. The prison population full of our young men and boys and now women since the 80s, that should have been high on somebody's list, and I don't really think that it was. So we need to think about that. So I have some questions for you guys. First of all, I want to hear what you think what should they be doing specific to your life, to your community, and to our community as a whole. What should they do? I need you to tell me what you feel that they should do. I need you to call in, if possible, 917-889-9946, or email me at director@aaasm.org. And this is the AAASM Diary. This is the voice of the Association of African American Single Mothers. This is the voice of me. And I just want to welcome you guys to our first show. It's probably a little crazy, but I want to hear from you, and we're going to take a little break. We're going to listen to Funky Dance. we're back. This is Stacy Johnson, the director, the founder, and the everything for the
CEO.
And CEO, there you go. CEO of the Association of African American Single Mothers. We're a nonprofit organization designed to help single parents, no matter race, religion, sexual orientation. We help all people. Today, this is our first show. Sounds a little crazy. I was telling Lorraine that, you know, I go a little nutso when it comes to talking about these issues because they're near and dear to my heart. I love black people. I was raised to love being black. And when I see my people just disrespected, and, I mean, even me, you know, I was telling Lorraine the story of, you know, I'm going to my car, and, you know, I got a pretty nice car, and this was a couple of years ago, so it was brand new. And this I'm African-American, this Caucasian lady, I walk past her, and she clenches her purse. And she's getting in this raggedy Escort. And I'm like, wow. You know, and I had to tell her, I don't need nothing that you got. You know, and as long as our black men are in the state that they're in, all black people going to be in the state. I don't know why people don't realize that. Just because you're doing good over where you live, if you are black, you're not doing good unless we're all doing well. So that's what I'm about. That's what the show's about. That's what the Association of African American Single Mothers is about. And we're talking today about the black man in America in terms of being incarcerated. I got some statistics. Don't know if you know them. And I got some facts. And what we try to do, it's not enough to just get on the horn and just complain about everything that goes on, but what do you try to do to make a difference? We're also talking about, and our subject right now is the Congressional Black Caucus. What do they do? And I hear we have an email from someone, so Lorraine's going to do the gist of it. I'm going to see if I can answer the question.
Okay. I got this email. It's from PowerCat13.
All right.
And he wants to know, or maybe she, they want to know why don't they get some kind of, they said, what I'm trying to sort of interpret it. They're saying, why don't they get some kind of a list of people that are in the Black Caucus in some kind of general way so that more people know about them?
Well, that's a good question. And, you know, I was looking, I actually tried to personally contact members of the caucus, but something about the emails, you can't contact them unless you're in their district. And I think Ms. Jordan represents, or Ms. Lee represents a district outside of Sacramento. So I had no direct representative for me in Sacramento. It's almost as if the representatives are from only seven states, are really poor, poverty-stricken counties or whatever. So I'm looking into that right now, and I'm going to post some information on what they do, where you can contact them, and also where you can give your thoughts. Because, once again, they're getting paid to represent black people. And then it said black members of Congress. And I'm going to have Lorraine do some research for me, but how many black members of Congress do we have? And I guess it goes back to, do they represent our interests? Nobody's representing the interest of real black Americans when our jails are so full and our schools are so empty and our scores are so bad. You know, nobody's representing black people as they really should. So that's what we try to do. And with your help, we will. I mean, it takes a minute, but we'll get the momentum going. We'll get what we need to have going, and we'll get things done. So if you'd like to, please call in at 917-889-9946. And also, you can go to our website. We post up every day. We have African American Black History site that the kids can go on and learn about different African American people. We have a Black Inventors portion of our site where they can go on and learn about that. But next, what we're going to talk about, most important and near and dear to my heart, is statistics on the African-American male. You know, highest incarceration rate, lowest graduation rate, highest HIV rate, lowest as far as medical, having proper medical care. We don't, you know, a lot of things. But what can we do to make it better? How can we make it better? Because we can all sit and talk about the problem, but it's all going to stay the way it is until we decide to do something to make it better. So once again, if you have a son, brother incarcerated, give us a call at 917-889-9946. Let us know how that's impacted your life, how you see your life because of it. And, you know, there's tons of brothers in there that didn't do anything, you know, because they're getting out like crazy. So, you know, that's near and dear to my heart, the African-American male. I have two sons, and it's a fight every day. You know, I've raised them by myself. It's not an easy thing, but it can be done, and it can be done successfully with dedication and love, and that's what the AAASM is all about. That's what we're all about. Hopefully we can let that be what you're all about. And once again, this is our first show. We hope you'll join us every Sunday at 3. And our topic next is the African-American male, some stats, and we'll be right back. This is Stacy. I want to thank you. Our show went longer than we expected, and that was a good thing. Please email me at director@aaasm.org. The website is the Association of African American Single Mothers. Thank you for joining us. Be with us next week. Please donate at our year-end fund drive. Please donate at our year-end fund drive. It goes to help single-parent homes. We have about 50 homes that need some stuff by December 24th. So help us out. Thank you, and join us next week. Thank you for joining us today. And we once again, the website is www.aaasm.org. And good evening.
Open up my thing, just in case somebody's looking for my thing to be, see where it says open chat now. And I just keep it open for about a half an hour. I sometimes even minimize it and then go back and check. But I like to have it so that if anybody did decide they actually say something to me, you know. And maybe I need to, I think the last time I did it, I announced, I'm going to open up my chat room if you want to come. But I haven't put it on anything. I haven't put it on Twitter. I haven't put it on, I don't even know, I'm only on Facebook. That's the only one that I have any presence on anyway. But I don't even know how you do that, you know. And so I just, I haven't done it. Plus, I was shy. I didn't want to start it because I was worried about the way that I sounded in it. I'm so used to it that I'm going to put my archive shows, the whole list. Oh, and I have a show that I'm going to, a special that I'm doing, the 26th, that's Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
I have a Saturday night 8 o'clock show that I'm going to do.
Oh,
and we're going to just be like, I'm calling it the Bohemian Patriot Cocktail Lounge, and we're just going to be in there and talking about whatever.
Okay.
You know, so maybe, I'm not even sure if I'm going to actually do it yet. I'm kind of, you know, because I didn't know what was going to really be going on anyway. It's the holidays and stuff.
Okay, let me see.
Are you going to try to put it back now?
No, I'm going to see if I can post it on my, now that it's over.
Oh.
I don't even know how long. Anything about that. How do you do that?
Let's go back. Okay. My show page. Oh. That's the page that you were just. Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. See,
now it has the next one.
Right. So you go up here. Ooh. I have never seen it do that. Up there is where your first one is.
Where?
Yeah.
Probably the archive.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. And right there is where you can hear it. That's where you can hear it. Just press play and you would probably be able to hear your, see the play one?
There, where? There's play.
Okay, maybe it's not there yet.
No,
You're really quick on the whole thing, so you probably don't even have it there yet. But
oh, but you know what? It's maybe here now. Yeah, I went too long.
What?
I went too long.
No, that's wait. You need just. That'll be a good flow through for the next time. You need to go long. You need to have more content than you need because. Okay, there you go.
Blog Talk Radio. This broadcast will begin just after this brief message.
What? I've never heard that before. Honestly,
this is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Spanish.
Italian.
My way. Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language. The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn, the same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's totally my way to learn Spanish. No classrooms, no boring drills, no systematization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now, you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-3955. 1-800-441-3955 for your free demo. Call 1-800-441-3955.
I don't think it.
I don't think it's saved yet.
I just, yeah, it's so, it's kind of, you know, they have a lot of glitches too because they're so new. Like, they changed the website since I signed up which has only been 2 months now or something,
mm-hmm.
they've changed it like 3 or 4 times, the whole format and everything. So I get lost. I have to actually look at it. That's why I was telling you. Let me look and see. I need to see up close because they changed it so many times. I have to look and go, oh, that button that used to be there.
Okay.
And stuff, you know. So I don't think it's going to do it. I don't think it's on there yet.
No, I don't see it. I want to hear my damn pulley. This is
go to
go at it out. So,
Try. Let's see. It's just not there yet. I can see.
Well, you saw it wasn't there.
See, in your main, well, in your main thing, it doesn't look like it's there at all. But go back to the...
Well, see, sometimes this don't.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, that is definitely... Okay, go to add, edit an episode.
Okay.
Now, it's going to say...
Archive, huh?
Yeah, go to that and see if they have anything archived for you yet.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it.
See, but they don't have it. Okay, so then. Let's see.
Callers?
No, that's you.
Oh.
I know, I got excited too. I was like, what? But I did have one caller that then emailed me and said he couldn't get through. And so they do have problems. You know, it is, we're on the cusp with this.
Uh-huh.
See, it could take a minute or two before it schedules on the show page, but that's for your show.
Yeah.
So no, this, you don't have anything clickable here.
Uh-uh.
Yet.
Okay, yeah, I'll try it later.
Yeah, it shouldn't take too long. I've waited 30 minutes and then gone back. But you know what? What was that? Oh, maybe that was okay. Yeah, I'm just going crazy. But anyways, if you when you listen to it, just remember that, like, because you should go and listen to mine. You at least listen to my last one. Because I haven't even listened to it yet. And that's what happened. The first couple times I was like, oh, I got to listen to it right away. The next couple times I was like the day before my show. I'm like, I didn't even listen to that. But you know why that's sort of good is because then you don't intimidate yourself by it. And then that's like the last notes that I make for my show is I listen to my show one time, at like the day before I do it, and I make all the notes on the things that I want to change, and it's fresh in my mind the next day when I get on the air, and I don't make the same thing happen again. Like, I was doing this thing with my mic that's hooked to my phone. I was putting it up to my mouth. That's why that one that you tried to listen to sounded bad. I was, like, just absentmindedly going like this when I was talking. It was too close. It was like putting a microphone next to your lips like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, that's what I think I even covered my mic.
Yeah, see, and those kinds of things are the thing. It's the learning curve. Then you're happy that.
You got your drink?
It's right here. Then you're happy that so many people weren't listening, you know, in the first couple times that ironed out or things.
Yeah, but they can, though.
But then they can go back to listen to it just after you have a body of work and they go, oh, yeah, your first show.
It's not
your first show, you know.
Yeah. Oh, man, I was
having a fun. Isn't it fun?
It's fun.
It's fun because we both love to talk. We're both really opinionated.
I'm going to make sure we sit down this time.
I think I've got to get us a desk. I don't know. I almost was like thinking to myself, I have one of those computer things. That's what my computer desk is, switching the world. And I was almost thinking because as I was standing here.
And you got to be my production.
I've got to be.
You know?
I was thinking, I like that I'm standing up.
I chose to stand up, but you know, but sitting down every now and then, maybe during the song.
Songs, yeah.
Hey, but yeah, so Lorraine, would you do my time? Because that's where I lost time. You know what I mean?
With what?
With, you know, you got to tell me, because each part only had so long.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to tell me, you know, yeah, or I'll know when you're tapping me that it means I'm coming up short, so I got to wrap it up.
Okay.
You know? And then maybe we'll make it bigger so I'll know. And then every week I'm going to have new music.
That's cool. I love what you said about the music, too. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. That's really good because,
Chelsea keeps telling me she's going to help me by showing me how to put the music. Because I don't have anything that's, what are they called?
What?
I don't have anything that plays those.
MP3s?
Yes. And so I've never even used one.
Me neither.
I've got two for Chelsea.
Yeah. I bought a million of them.
I don't know how you do it. You were talking about that thing that you were gonna let people buy into have some of yours that they got.
Rhapsody.
I don't really get that whole concept. There are people out there like me, like I was telling Chelsea yesterday, it's like Stacy is.
Okay.
Stacy
people
is.
Are going to my website.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
Good.
Because when I started, it was only 8 hits. Now it's 24.
Oh. Right on. That's better than actually getting people to call in.
Yes.
Because you can fill the time and you're giving the information.
Yes.
And a lot of people, there are people who set their shows up so that they don't even answer calls because they just want to talk.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And have people respond in a different format.
Yeah, that's good.
So, that's excellent.
That's what I was hoping. Then I was hoping I'd just not rambling on, you know?
No, you definitely were.
And I wanted to talk with compassion, you know, not just being...
And you did.
You know?
You did. You know, and I have to say, and this is maybe giving myself too much of a compliment, but I was very... encouraged by the way that you sounded on the show because a lot of that thing that you did with the different issues sounded a lot like what I do too. And
yeah.
I was wondering, does it sound weird? But when I heard it outside from you, I was like, no, that's showing passion. It's showing, you know, the information is getting out, making people think. Like I thought about 5, 6, 7 different things that I would have said. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But of course, the other thing with when you're talking is that I don't want to ever interrupt something that you're in a point where you're trying to make a point and come through. And also your flow was good. You went from one topic straight into the next, which is what you got to do on the radio.
Yeah.
People don't want to wait for you to go and
you're right. And I listen to enough radio, you know?
Me too.
So after you do it, it's going to get so much easier.
I was like, I've heard people on the radio that are on the radio in my car, not internet radio.
Yeah.
I don't have as good of a flow. You know, they
right.
kind of make it all just go together. And so if I get a little tripped up on an internet radio show for my first time ever trying, it's not a crime and it will get better. And the ideas are still getting across. It's not just about being interesting. And God knows, you know, there can be... I'm trying to think of what else I'm supposed to do because I wanted to put some stuff in it, but then I started thinking about it and I was like about ready to do it, and then it was I didn't want to make noise with the thing I forgot. Like that's the same thing with my cell phone. My cell phone isn't turned on, and I was thinking, Chelsea can't reach me. Let me turn on my cell phone, and I was like, no, because the cell phone will ring, and I don't know how to make it.
Yeah, but
I don't know how.